Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I could not find any info on how many copies were actually sold.
What's the guy's name again?
Jim Murphy.
Jim Murphy.
He went from 553,000th on the Amazon list in one day to number one. But
that's by sales?
Yes. But we don't know, I guess, ranking on how many people have bought it. But I've yet to find any sort of metric on how many books were sold to get that. But I'm assuming quite a few to go from 552 and some change thousand to number one overnight.
Yeah.
By the way, the Vikings suck.
Yeah. You know, kind of went for it there. Close to midfield.
Yeah.
Down 17-3. And Darnold took another sack. Yeah. And the Rams just punched in again. So you have to wonder if the Vikings aren't just going to, you know, the defense is like, dude.
Sam Darnold just pumped the ball again. Got to let it fly, Sammy. Got to let it fly.
Throw it up to Jefferson, right?
He's busy reading on the sidelines.
Isn't that the whole James Franklin line of question?
Yeah,
just throw it up.
No.
You're making me uncomfortable.
No.
Well, Ricky Lake, who lost her home in the L.A. fires, L.A. wildfires.
Yes, lots of people have.
She has come out and shared a clip on Instagram where she once went on a show with a guy by the name of Tyler Henry.
Okay.
He is a medium.
I see it right here.
And he has a Netflix show. She went on there in October of last year with her husband, who looks like Mark Schlereth. And they went on there. And the medium, Tyler, told her that her house was going to burn down.
Hmm.
This was in October of 2024.
So now we have to listen to mediums when it comes to burning
down. Well, no, but he said, your house is going to burn down. Hmm. And here we are, 4 months later,
and burned
three
down.
Months later, her house burned down.
Is it possible that she just lives in an area where there's a lot of wildfires?
Well, yeah, but he said that.
Okay, but you realize how mediums work, right? They just throw out a lot of generic things.
Not this one. This one knew.
I get it.
This one knew.
But he said that. So my question is, when you get... Okay, so if you're a person who mildly believes in mediums and their abilities, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Because I found what he actually said.
What did he say?
Can we just time out here? This is what he actually said. And this is what pisses me off about these freaking crooks. This S should be illegal. You always say, like, the gambling guys.
The touts.
Ah, I got it.
Johnny.
I got inside information.
Yeah, that should be illegal.
These sons of bitches, to me, bother me more than the gamblers.
Say?
This is like the Sylvia Brown girl that tells people that their kids are dead or they're alive when missing. And she's absolutely full of crap. He cautioned, the former television host could lose something from fire and water. Hey, jackass, I think you could say everyone could lose something from fire and water.
Well,
fire and water loses a lot of things.
It came true.
Oh, God's sakes. And he didn't say her house. He said that you could lose something. Could you get more generic? Hey, Rob, I got a premonition. You may lose something. From earth, fire, wind, or water. Captain Planet could come down and take something, anything.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout.
My question is if you believe in this type of thing, like
you're a moron.
She obviously went on there and was, you know, interested. When they give you something like that, what do you do about it? Like, so obviously, even though you're saying that you think that there might be something to a medium's abilities, they tell you something.
Yeah.
She obviously didn't do anything.
Well, but she didn't know what to do because it was so broad and generic.
Exactly.
Because you didn't say your house is going to burn down because then you could move into a new house. It's like something might be lost or damaged with fire or water.
If I believe someone was dialed into the afterlife and they're like, hey, Sook, seriously, dude, The ocean's coming from your ass. Then maybe I move to Nebraska. But you can't just say something. I could lose anything from fire and
water.
One
of two major elements will impact you in some way.
Exactly. You didn't say fire or water. You said fire or. One of the other?
Yeah, he did, though. Here's what he said. He said, there might end up being a coincidence where not only do we lose everything, something. I think this might have already happened. If there was a loss of material objects from both fire and water, it's two separate things. He went on to say, we're going to end up finding there's a story where there was a house fire or something along those lines. A fire risk. There's something about watching water seepage into places it shouldn't and damaging things.
By the way, water didn't seep in and damage anything.
There's a lot of mites in there, too.
Yeah, the freaking thing got burnt off the face
of the
earth.
Well, I think what he's saying is he saw the water as they attempt to put out the fires.
That's part of the vision, naturally.
I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Let me just state for the record, this jackass doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a charlatan that preys on kind morons like Ricky Lake. And when something happens, he's like, well, I tried to warn you in the most generic way humanly possible. And then he's going to use this to drum up more business and to get more people like Tom Arnold and Ricky Lake to...
This is definitely a good advertisement for him.
100%.
Because the internet is going crazy over this. They're like, he's one of the gifted ones. He saw it.
It's mostly a crackpot industry, but not him. He's real.
Right.
Oh, by the way, yeah, so, like, this is another one. Like, I guess Tom Arnold went and saw him. Tom Arnold's still with us. And Arnold was curious if him and his wife should have a second child. And Henry said, it did not look as that was possible. And he said, generally when I see fertility issues, I go to and ask the women that they need to do something. In your case, I would be going to you with help or assistance. It does look possible in some form.
What?
That's what I'm saying. And then Tom Arnold said, 2 months after receiving the reading, Arnold got to share the news that they are indeed having a girl. So Tom Arnold's like, oh my God, you're amazing. And he's touting this guy. This dude says it does not look that it's possible for you to have a kid. And he says, generally when there's fertility issues, I tell the woman you need to look at her. But the guy's like, but I'm telling you, Tom, you should look at you. And I do think that with help or assistance, it could be possible in some form. Hey, dumbass, you just got done saying that it doesn't look as though it's possible. And then you turned around and said, with help or assistance, it's possible.
And then it happened. And the thing that you said didn't look like it was possible is now possible. And you're somehow getting credit.
Mm. What are we?
So how long do you think it takes him to cultivate what he says like that?
I'm guessing that he has a standard boilerplate for whatever, you know, whatever sort of generic thing that you want to ask, like, should we have a kid? Is my house going to, like, it's all these generic things. And then they just throw out these big, broad terms that can be interpreted in any way. I'm reading through his predictions that came true, and they're the most, like, ludicrous things I've ever seen in my life.
Like what?
Well, one, I would like to point out the Tom Arnold thing just pisses me off. The Ricky Lake one, I'm reading through about this one. She received this is, do you know who Nikki Garcia is?
No.
I don't know who that is either, but apparently she's a celebrity of some sort. She's a hot.
Okay.
And in September of 2016, her and her sister met with him and they received a message from their late grandfather.
Nice.
And he acknowledged that he's with a child on the other side that hasn't been born yet. But what's interesting is this child will be born over the course of the next 2 years. I don't know who it's for, but it's coming. And then in the next 2 years, guess what? One of the sisters had a baby.
Wow. That's intense.
What are the odds that two sisters that are newly married and are trying to have a child ended up having a child? Even though he wouldn't say which one. But I love that he just threw it out there. One of you will. And by the way, he's with your late grandfather. And there you go. Alan Thicke is a fan, apparently.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, didn't he pass?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. So this is Alan Thicke. He was a fan.
Did the medium here predict that coming from
old
Alan?
Is he a fan from the other side?
So Alan Thicke received a personal message from Henry about his health. For men in your family, it's really good to just take into consideration that blood pressure is going to be something that we really have to keep in mind. Now, of course, Alan Thicke did die of a ruptured aorta, right?
Okay. Henry's on to something.
Henry's on to something. It's also possible that Alan Thicke in here does acknowledge that his entire family, guess what they have?
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure and a history of heart disease. So,
Henry,
real reach for the medium there.
So basically what the medium did was tell Alan Thicke something that every doctor that's seen anyone in his family for generations has said. And then when Alan Thicke died, his family was like, well, this medium did tell us that this could be a problem. You think? Don't you have heart? You're on like Crestor, right? Don't you have heart issues in your family?
Yeah, well, I have high cholesterol, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, I'm getting a message from the other side, and I just want you to know it's very important for men in your family be very aware of their cholesterol and heart issues.
Thank you.
Oh, I got that off
Simvastatin.
I got that off my chest.
Because something somewhere in your family could happen to someone if they're not aware of that.
Oh my
Deal
gosh.
Says, is there really a difference between a medium and sports bettors? I don't know.
Mediums probably make more money.
I don't know if there is.
He had this one to say of Amber Rose. I sense that a relationship could come in the next year or so, and there is a T in his name.
Wow.
Suggesting... One of the most public whores out there is going to be with a man. No way.
Do we have a follow-up? Who's she dating?
Asa said this. He said that he is interested in or he also sees a man that could own his own record label. And Amber Rose also messes around with a lot of musicians. But afterwards, she did date Terrence Ross, NBA player. There's a T. And then they broke up a few months later.
Well, that's not his fault. He called it.
This guy.
You guys are
is
haters.
Such a jackwagon. This is my. You hate John Anthony. I hate people Damn. Like this. I remember the one. You remember Sylvia? Is it Sylvia Brown?
Yeah.
She used to go on and try to help solve cases. She's the one that told some parents that the kid was dead. And all that, and the kid ended up being alive like a year or two down the road. And she is just, they are the worst kind of people because they prey on people desperately wanting to know. I mean, it's one thing when you're talking about love and this crap, but you're talking about people's health, and you're talking about people's kids. Dude, go to hell. It's like those preachers, the same, the televangelists.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan.